And raise your hands because your redemption is at hand.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem encircled by soldiers, know that its devastation is near. Those in Judea at the time must flee to the mountains. Those in the heart of the city must escape it. Those in the country must not return. These indeed will be days of the retribution when all that is written must be fulfilled. The women who are pregnant or nursing at the breasts will fare badly in those days. The distress in the name and the wrath against the people will be great. The people will fall before the sword. They will be led captive in the midst of the Gentiles. Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish, distraught at the roaring of the sea and the waves. Men will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the earth. The powers in heaven will be shaken. After that, men will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with great power and glory. When these things begin to happen, stand up straight and raise your heads, for your ransom is near at hand." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
By the time the gospel note was written, just 10 years before the fall of Jerusalem. So for St. Luke, it's a real prophecy. It's different for St. John. St. John is written in the year 990. So Jerusalem was captured in the year 70s. So no matter what, Jesus just tell us one truth. We have to prepare. It's not important when and how, but surely it will come the time that we have our personal meeting with Him. We might not be so fortunate to see the last day of the world, but we are all chosen to see Him one day in his paradise. He's inviting all of us to share in His glory, no exception. That's important. We are chosen, but are we accepting this invitation? When we say we accept this invitation, are we doing the right thing? Or we say, doing the will of the Father. The unique thing Jesus on earth is doing is following the will of the Father, God the Father. That's why He prayed a lot of times, early in the morning, apart from the people, He prayed. Unless we pray one with the Lord, it's quite difficult to go towards Him. That's why Jesus is teaching us a simple way. A simple way. Just always telling yourself, this moment, am I doing the will of the Father? If not, start again. That's important. The devil will do do all his best to divide us so that we be reluctant, or let that straightforward. You see the word Jesus say, when these things begin to happen, stand up straight, raise your head. That means to say, when we want to do the will of the Father, straightforward. Don't just mess with all the human things. We might say we are human beings, of course. Jesus himself is also a human being. But he is the Son of God. We too, when we are baptized, we share his life. And more, when we receive his body and blood, we are one with him. So we are not different. Ourselves no different than Jesus Christ himself. He shared his life so that we are one. You remember the prayer of Jesus? Father, that all they all may be one, that I'm one with you, they are one with us. So that's, we are called to this divine life, or we call unity. When we, this word of unity, we're just thinking, or difference of thinking, or theology. It's not that. Unity means your heart, one with the Lord, no matter what belief you are. Even the Buddhists can enter in heaven faster than a Christian too. We don't know. If their heart is righteous, do the right thing at the right time, that means they're doing the will of the Father. They are in heaven already. If not, we just, by name, we are called, but not by facts. Not because Jesus didn't invite us, just because we don't follow him. Because to follow him is not so easy. Because Jesus says, when you follow me, you have to carry a cross. There's so many crosses each day. Sometimes you wait some of them. On the whole, we say we follow you. But not all the time. That's a problem. Jesus wants a whole heart, not partially. One mind, one heart is whole heart, not half heart. We are called to this grace. We share this grace. So don't be afraid. Jesus promised, I'm with you until the end of the world. Be sure you are called to be one with him. No matter where you go, you are the Son of Man. You are the Son of God. You are the Word. Little Word, of course. His Word incarnate also. This is one to live in you. That's what you're doing is Jesus doing. That's why also we have to see Jesus in each person. Don't just think that you have Jesus. All people share the life of Jesus also. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me, even the Buddhists. Be kind to them. Even Methodists, Lutheran, love them as what you love. You would have loved Jesus. No difference. That's the point. So today, we pray that our hearts open. One with the Lord, first of all, and also one with the people. One means love, unconditional love. Maybe they don't share our thoughts, our thinking. That's important. Jesus just wants us to love them. On the cross, Jesus didn't expect the conversion of people at once. No, he just prayed. Especially those who doesn't do good to him, Father, forgive them. So with the same spirit, we pray tonight for church unity, and most of all, for our own unity with the Lord. By the time we are one with the Lord, we are one with other brothers of the other churches. If our mind is far from the Lord, can't expect church unity. One means Jesus will live. So we pray for this tonight.
Your turn.